Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After almost 20 years of planning and some controversy, the largest mosque in New England is scheduled to officially open today. The Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center in Roxbury cost more than $15 million to build. It's a scaled-down version of what was originally envisioned, but as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tones reports, its backers still have high expectations for the center.
The mosque was designed to fit into the landscape of Roxbury. I'm standing about 100 yards away, and looking at the mosque, it's the same color, brick and tan tile work, as most of the other buildings, including Roxbury Community College. But the minaret, it's 140 feet tall and stands alone in a skyline of mostly squat buildings, drawing the eye and transforming the landscape of this neighborhood. On the inside, besides offering a place to worship, mosque leaders hope to transform the Muslim community into more civically engaged citizens.
I feel the Muslim community has a lot to offer, a lot to give.
Bilal Kalim is the executive director of the Muslim American Society, a nonprofit that runs the mosque.
If Muslim communities were less introverted, which is understandable given the broader social political context currently, but if are more extroverted and feel and learn to feel a real stake in their communities and in their society on a broad scale, it would really have a positive impact on our broader society.
The mosque opened for daily prayers last fall during Ramadan, and there are meetings here every night. 23-year-old Fuzea Jallo meets with a religious education group here each Wednesday. She lives in the Back Bay and is with a friend who comes here from Sharon.
I think it's a pretty good mix, though, because you have a lot of students that come here for their events, college students. I mean, it's such a central location, so anyone will stop by, so it's pretty diverse. When you come for Friday prayers, I think you'll meet any kind of person you want to meet.
This summer, more than a dozen children are attending summer school at the mosque to learn the Quran, Arabic language, and calligraphy.
Yeah, and Basmala doesn't fit here.
Each child has a calligraphy brush, ink, and lined paper, where they're copying verses from the Quran. Eventually, the mosque planners hope to open a full-time school, but they put that plan on hold after running into intense controversy, which made it difficult to raise money for the project. The trouble, and litigation, started because of allegations that people leading and financing the mosque had extremist connections and that the city took an inappropriate role in providing land for the mosque. The lawsuits were dropped, but the critics are still worried. Dennis Hale, a Boston College professor and a member of Americans for Peace and Tolerance, says his group has legitimate concerns about the mosque.
The fear is that the teaching that will take place here, aimed at the children, first of all, the youth, will increase the sense of alienation from America of Muslim young people, increase the incidence of Jew hatred, hatred of Christians.
Well, people can worry to no end. People can continue to worry.
Again, Bilal Kalim from the Muslim American Society.
What I would say is come to the programs. They're never really only four members or four Muslims or anything like that. So it's a pretty big open place. So we encourage all everyone who's listening out there to come by anytime and see for themselves what there's to worry or not worry about.
When the mosque officially opens today, the center hopes to offer programming on everything from marriage to mentoring young people. Kalim says the mosque has sent community organizers to meet with the different ethnic groups using the mosques, from Somali refugees to Middle Eastern suburbanites to African Americans living in Roxbury. About 600 people already come here for Friday prayers. The center is expecting an even larger crowd today when a call like this will be heard throughout Roxbury. Around noon, a man will climb outside of the mosque and up the 140-foot minaret and give the call to prayer for everyone to hear. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.
Hayya al-salah. Hayya al-falah.